Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 3rd, and the whole week ahead. Wow, what a week ahead. I mean, the Sun connected to Jupiter, one of the luckiest aspects you're going to get ever. And it's this week, starts today. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Sun in the first, trine Jupiter in Libra, and that's in the fifth house. So it's lucky on so many fronts. Personally, for you it is, but for your love life, for your creative world, in fact, for so many things. Here's your Sunday stars. Now, although you've got, luckily enough, the Sun-Jupiter aspect I spoke about yesterday, and if you didn't hear it yesterday, then go back and take a listen or take a look. Today, you do have to be extremely careful that you don't speak with a forked tongue and you don't allow somebody to stab you in the back, because there is lots of deception around your stars now. And you have to be extremely careful that somebody doesn't say one thing and mean something completely different. And here's your Monday stars. With the Moon in Libra, this is lovely for you anyway, because you're both air signs. But what you've got with this is just fantastic. The opportunity and the chance to do so many things on an arty and creative level, it's about where your heart lies. And because this week is all about your heart, in fact, I would even say up until October, anything that you want to do where you listen to your heart will come true. And here's your Tuesday stars. Now, Venus is going to move into Taurus and Mercury is going to move into your sign, Gemini. And this is so good. Now, Venus moving into Taurus means that you should sequester yourself away a little bit. Keep yourself a little bit of a mystery when it comes to love. But with Mercury moving into Gemini, your powers of communication and your brain power per se reaches octane heights. You are a pocket rocket when it comes to knowledge and study and learning now. Use your mind. And here's your Wednesday stars. Because the Moon is going to move into Gemini later, that's good, because it will give a different tone to the evening, to the rest of the day. The rest of the day is about health and anything medical, and also work and anything to do with employment or business. So if you're after a job, then maybe a little bit of a secret rendezvous or looking at things and not telling too many other people is a good thing for you to do. Later on tonight, it's about relationships. And here's your Thursday stars. Well, the Moon is going to connect with Mercury newly entering your sign, as he did a couple of days ago. I think the important thing now is don't be too keen to speak your mind unless you've got something truly practical to say. The problem with the Moon opposition Mercury is people like the sound of their own voice. And whether it's you or somebody else, some things may then be said that you wish you'd never said. And here's your Friday stars. Powerful full moon in Sagittarius. This is big stuff for you, because it's in your house of relationships, and it means the relationships are all set to change. The next 2 weeks are powerful when it comes to you and somebody else. It may well mean that it's the end of an affair, or maybe something is just finished because it's naturally come to an end. But either way, the next 2 weeks, you're going to fathom out a great deal about where you stand with somebody else, now or in the future. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.